On episode 134, we look at the hiring of Greg Berhalter. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world. On this episode, we are looking at the hiring of Greg Berhalter as the new U.S. men's national team manager. Now, I know a few people that know him personally, and from all accounts, he seems like a nice guy, a good guy. But when we look at it from a federation perspective, on a global scale, looking at it as a whole, there are some question marks. Number one, why did the federation wait a year to hire the guy that was the worst kept secret in U.S. soccer? This name was being mentioned a year ago, that he was the pick, and yet they waited. Could it be that because his brother runs day-to-day operations for the federation, that they put out a plan to have an interim manager to try to lower some of the outrage and frustration with the men's national team program over the failure to qualify for World Cup 2018? Could that be the reason why they waited? They knew this was their guy, but they gave the program a year under an interim manager to take the heat off of him. And if that is the case, looking forward, what if he struggles? Does he get extra chances? Does he get extra opportunities because his brother is involved in the picture? All of these are question marks, and time will tell on the field whether this was the right hire, and we will all be watching. Thanks for listening. Until next time.